SBS Radio.
Singing the Kiribati national anthem Far From Home, these merchant seafarers stranded in Queensland are longing for their families. Some have been away for more than 2 years. The spokesman for the 38 e-Kiribati men is Bren Tetaake Toanua.
They're feeling bad when we hear the voice of our young kids always saying, "Daddy, we miss you so much."
They're stranded in Australia after being offloaded from their ships in Brisbane. The first of these men arrived in April and have been living in limbo ever since, with their island home almost 4,000 kilometres away across the Pacific Ocean. e-Kiribati seafarers remit millions of dollars in wages every year, supporting families and make a major economic contribution to their country. Banned from working under their temporary maritime visas, they have been volunteering at the Queensland Maritime Museum. Pauru Teipe is helping repair the dry dock.
We are very happy and excited to work here, like a voluntary here in this museum. Yeah, we do the same job in the ship washing also, the cleaning.
While in Brisbane, they've also been fully immunised. Kiribati is one of the world's few COVID-free countries, but has low vaccination rates. Queensland's border will open to COVID in a few weeks. The seafarer's spokesman, Bren Tetaake Toanua, says the men are worried.
Our government can say, no, let the seafarers who are staying in Queensland, don't let them come in into the island.
Kiribati says its border will stay shut until next year. The mission to seafarers in Brisbane has been providing the men with social supports. Volunteer Ross Nichols, a former marine pilot, has been trying to coordinate their repatriation to Kiribati.
Hurdled all the barriers, we've jumped them, we've actually put them in everything in place for your seafarers to return home. Why can't you make that happen? We've made it as simple as we possibly can for you.
Their employer, Danish shipping line Maersk, plans to send them to COVID-struck Fiji and then try to get them home. But Bren Tetaake Toanua says the men are worried they will be left in Fiji in an even worse situation.
The majority of the crew, they say, we want to stay here in Brisbane, here in Australia. The company is still paying us with our monthly basic wage. So once we get to Fiji, everything will stop.
In a statement to SBS, Maersk said it will continue to take care of our colleagues in Brisbane, but it is unsustainable to employ seafarers who cannot return home. Bren Tetaake Toanua says the men fear they'll be left jobless.
We want the government to let the border open so that the international flight can run smoothly, and then there will be no more problem with the seafarers going out to work.
Their plan B, if left in Australia, is to be fruit pickers.
Yeah, most of the crew, they want to work as seasonal workers here so they can continue on to support their families back home.
Neither the Kiribati government nor Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs has responded to SBS inquiries about the men.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.